Daniel, beginning in verse 31 in Daniel 11, when it says in verse 31, the last phrase, "And they shall place the abomination that maketh desolate," that is identifying the papacy. And the pioneer position is that from this point on, all the way to verse 45, the papacy is under discussion. And therefore, when the pioneers are going to address verse 40, they would say, "And at the time of the end shall the king of the south push at him," and they would say the king of the south in 1798, the time of the end, would push against the king of the north, the papacy. And this is how I understand the verse as well. And let's look at the verse. The contrast I want you to see here is just for to establish the flow that you can take depending on whether you're going to put your confidence in the homework done by Uriah Smith, or you're going to look at the pioneer position in contrast with that, and as a point of reference, and then go to the Bible and try to bring one of those ideas together. And I'm convinced that if you look closely at the Bible, the other passages in prophecy and the other parts of the Old Testament, that the king of the north must be modern Babylon, the papacy, and therefore if the king of the north is the papacy here in verse 45 and the king of the north is the papacy down here in verse 31, that he's the king of the north all the way through as the pioneers understood it. But let's look at verse 40. It says, "And at the time of the end," and we've considered briefly that although in Adventism today, particularly among those in Adventism that want to reapply the time prophecies of Daniel 12 at the end of the world, that in Adventism today there's many that like to take a modern interpretation, if that's the right way to phrase it, and make the time of the end something in chapter 12 that is at the very end of the world. But in the book of Daniel itself, if you look closely at Daniel 8 and Daniel 11, 24, and 27, and 29, and the verses, if you haven't looked before, in Daniel 8, or Daniel 8, verse 17, and verse 19, the time of the end for Daniel the prophet, as he defines it himself, is also the time appointed. And the time appointed, the time of the end, is the end of a time prophecy. And in verse 31 of Daniel 11, we see the transition between pagan and papal Rome. Uriah Smith upholds this. The pioneers uphold this. Verse 31 is describing how the daily paganism gives way and helps to set